It's the highest level of broadcasting, arguably the highest level of broadcasting anywhere in the world. Does it need to be protected to the extent that pensioners, people over 75 years of age who don't pay for the service, will now have to pay for it? Is it that important? Let me speak to Kelly Armstrong from the Alliance Party. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Kelly, we can't underestimate the importance of the BBC, the credibility of the BBC, and indeed the enviable role of the BBC right around the world. People look at it as a market leader. But is it worth this particular cost on pensioners?
Personally, I don't think so. When you have somebody who's over the age of 75, and while there's a lot of people who are still quite mobile, there's quite a number of our old people who are less mobile and less able to get out and about. And while the BBC provides them with news and contact to the outside world, personally, I think that the almost £160 fee being landed on them is not fair. I would prefer to have seen alternative options that the BBC had considered before they put this on to 75-year-olds or people who are over 75, given the fact as well that pension credit hasn't had the uptake that we would have liked. It means then there were a lot of people paying for that fee who cannot afford to do so, Frank. You know, £160 can be spread over a year, but that's an amount of money already coming out of a small pension that people are already cannot have to make a decision whether they can heat or eat at winter time. The TV is company in the corner. It is that noise in the dark of night. You know, it's something there if you live on your own. I think that there should have been other alternatives considered. Would it be a case that they put 50p on everybody's licence fee, or maybe it was a partial payment by older people? Why the full £156 per year for these over 75-year-olds? We have other concessions that we've brought in for older people. I really don't know whether this is a good way forward by the BBC.
Do you think they'll pursue the elderly, the infirm, the ill and the lonely for the money if they don't pay?
Yes, absolutely, because they can't be ageist. They can't have discrimination just because someone's older. They will go after them exactly the same way as they would go after myself or anybody else. So if someone doesn't pay their fee and they're watching a television, the important thing is somebody could be watching ITV, somebody could be watching any other programme, somebody could be listening to a radio show through their TV, but because it's the BBC's licence fee, that person will still be chased, yeah.
Is there an onus on people within the BBC to object to this method of raising the money? Those who are in very comfortable jobs in the BBC, who are earning considerable amounts of money in an organisation which it's easy to argue is overstaffed.
That may well be the case. I know that every business has to wash its own face, but I would have to look at the profits that the BBC would be making and the certainly bonuses and high levels of staff pay. Now, I don't want anyone to have their pay cut, but at the same time, there seems to be an extraordinary amount of money coming out of the BBC. So as a business, it needed to look, because I believe that it's about the over 75s is about a fifth of their budget. So it is a significant amount of their budgets. But are they as efficient as they could be? Any business that be looking at a change like this would be looking to see, are they the most effective they can be or most efficient that they can be? And I think they've gone after an easy target market. While the government used to provide this amount of money towards the BBC, BBC have to find that money from somewhere if they want to continue on as they currently operate. But did they actually look at all their operations before they took this decision?
Would you agree that it is vital to protect the BBC, the like of the BBC News Channel, the BBC Children's Channel and other services within the BBC that may be at risk if the money isn't forthcoming?
Do you know what? I'm not precious about the BBC. The BBC provides an excellent service, and I really enjoy the word service when I'm out in different places. But without adverts, you know, we're all used to watching adverts. The BBC would not be harmed by not having adverts. The same programmes would be there. So I think that there were other alternatives that they could have considered. They're having a different business model brought forward from June next year, and they could have considered other things. I think it would be much, much easier to swallow if they'd come out and said, you know, we've considered this, and this is why we can't do this, and this we've considered, you know, putting adverts on TV, and we can't do it because of this. You know, there's lots of different options there. That could have been considered before they went for the over 75.
The greatest drain on any company is the payment of staff and salaries. Should the BBC be looking at shedding roles because there's unfortunately, and I say this, unfortunately, there is evidence that, for example, a radio program like this within commercial radio, which employs two people, there would be, and it's not an exaggeration to say, nine people working on a similar program in the BBC.
Well, that's the sort of thing that I would have hoped that they could have shown that they had considered. It's a bit like, you know, you consider public services. Some people would say maybe it's overstaffed. Is it as streamlined as private companies could be? In some shows it may well be, but it would have been nice to have seen that type of reporting from the BBC to say, actually, we've considered all of this. We have made ourselves as efficient as possible. When I worked in the community and voluntary sector before I became an MLA, we were always pushed to be as efficient and as effective as we could possibly be, so that every pound that was spent efficiently. I don't know at this stage of BBC have done that. They've replaced a fifth of their budget by, you know, taking away the free licences from over 75s. Could there have been alternative ways, you know, looking at staffing structures, payroll structures, you know, profit margins, you know, they could have considered all of that, and I would have believed them and supported them a lot more if they had come out with that type of reporting, but they haven't done so far. So I wait to see what the report is and what other considerations that they had taken. I know that they took external advice on this, but I don't know whether it's gone far enough at this stage.
Finally, you did say that they can't be ageist and they will target people who do not pay their licence fee. There's already a suggestion that over 75s should stand as one and refuse to pay it. That's coming up on Twitter and social media. However, you've said that the law is the law. When it's imposed, the van will check and they will be targeted. The first time we have a 94-year-old disabled woman or man in court for not paying the licence fee is going to be the greatest own goal that any company, private or public, could score. And the BBC won't want to see that.
No, they won't. But there's enough time now that we can discuss with the BBC to see if there's other alternatives, because this isn't actually coming in until June of 2020. So we do have a bit of time to change that, because the last thing I would ever want is somebody who's sitting there afraid to turn their television on for the fear that they're going to be taken to court because they can't afford the £156 or £57 fee. That's not on. That, to be honest, there are far. I worked with a lot of people across rural areas, you know, who were widowed or widowers, and the TV was their company in the evenings. And I just cannot forgive the BBC for putting somebody under that type of pressure. We already have the heat or eat argument, and now it's going to be, you know, more social isolation, more loneliness. People not knowing how to access tax credits because they don't see it on the television, you know, so it's a difficulty there. Remember, it's a TV licence, it's not a BBC licence, so it doesn't matter what show they're going to be watching, they're still going to have to pay that licence in this part of the world. So it's very disappointing that the BBC haven't said what other considerations that they have, and I would urge them now, before June of next year, before this comes in, to consider alternatives.
Yes, it is a TV licence, and you can argue that it should be the government that's responsible for this particular benefit that elderly people have, and not the BBC. But the money goes to the BBC. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go, for example, it doesn't go to ITV, and it certainly, in terms of radio, doesn't come here to U105. It provides a service for it pays for a service that's provided by the BBC, the likes of BBC Radio Ulster, BBC NI, BBC Network. That's what it pays for.
Yeah, and as well as that, if you go out to buy a new TV, the people that you buy the TV from have a responsibility to let the TV licensing people know that you've just bought a TV. So it's not as if you can buy a TV and put it in the corner and nobody knows about that. Everyone knows that you have a TV, and you're exactly right. You know, the license fee at this moment in time is particularly for the BBC. It's not for all other providers of television or radio services. Maybe we should call it as it is. It's the BBC fee, and BBC need to be a bit more efficient if they want to charge older people to bring them within, you know, the fee-paying number of people. Then they need to show that they've tried every other possible way to make this money before they went in that direction. Because I think that most people in the community recognise that people who are over 75, who are living on pensions, you know, are some of our most vulnerable people in society, and they can't get out and about easy enough. So having a TV, even a noise in the house, is something that keeps company. And I think the BBC, unfortunately, have gone for the wrong target here.
It is a lot cheaper, of course, than Sky TV, or a lot cheaper than BT TV or any of those sources, but or services. But you can choose. You can choose whether or not you want to buy Sky TV, or you can choose if you want to buy BT or Virgin or any of the rest of them. But you can't choose whether or not you want to purchase the BBC. And now that's the scenario for over 75s. The idea of the 50p for everyone else that you suggested, do you think people, younger people, would be prepared to carry the burden for the elderly?
It's something that we were never asked, Frank. You know, if we were doing consultation, there's a term that buzzes about politics now, co-production and co-design, and it's when you ask people. So if they had asked the public in their consultation, look, we're thinking about charging the over 75s to mitigate against this, we're thinking about, you know, reducing the number of people who are paid, or cutting BBC radio something, or, you know, reducing the number of TV stations, or everybody else pays 50p, we could have seen from the public whether that was something that was acceptable or not. But at this moment in time, nobody's been given that option. The direct action that they're taking is from next June, they're going to remove the over 75s free TV licence. I know in the past there weren't as many over 75s, and I suppose they're looking towards, you know, the fact that we all live longer, but we don't all live healthier. So people are more housebound, so they've gone after a very good customer base for themselves. Unfortunately, they haven't given the rest of us the opportunity to say what we would have preferred as an alternative.
I wonder how will the person who actually knocks the door feel when they arrive to carry out the final chapter of the law, the final step in the process, when they actually have to knock the door and prove there is a television there, and they see a very old, lonely person. I wonder, would they feel good about themselves as they do what is sadly their duty?
I'm sure if someone has to do that, I don't think it's a very nice position job for anybody who goes knocking on the doors of any house. But it is a pressure that's going to be put on those people to collect those fees. And it's not very fair. I wouldn't like to be the person behind the door, you know, knowing that, you know, your TV's in the house. And maybe, like, are you going to prove that you haven't turned it on? You know, if you genuinely have a TV sitting there and you're not using it because of the licence fee issue. It's a difficult one, and I think that there's time now that the BBC need to reconsider and to come up and show why this is absolutely necessary, why they can't have other options or other considerations before doing this.
Okay, Kelly Armstrong from the Alliance Party, thank you very much indeed for your opinions. I'll get to your calls and indeed your texts and your emails as the morning goes by. 0289 033 105. One of the questions coming up: would you advise your elderly mother or grandmother not to pay it? Would you advise them not to pay it? Would you say to your granda or your great grandfather, listen, don't pay it, they're never actually going to hit you. They'll knock your door, they'll ring your bell, they'll send you letters, they might even tell you that you're about to go to court. But how long will that take? That is going to take so long before you'd ever be in court. You could have saved £1,000 by the time you're in court by waiting and waiting and waiting, because they don't fine you. Now, even if it was me and I wasn't paying my TV license, they're not going to come and fine me immediately. They will send you reminder after reminder after reminder, and then they will probably knock your door and have a gentle talk with you and give you the opportunity to purchase the license. So there's an incredible amount of leniency, which I don't fully understand why that leniency exists. Why do they not just hit people like me if I'm not paying my TV license and fine me straight away, the same way you would do it for speeding with a car? So I don't fully understand that. You do get loads of warnings. So should the elderly wait for a whole series of warnings before they actually purchase one of these TV licences? Let me speak to Eddie Lynch, who's the Older People's Commissioner. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Would you dare advise older people not to purchase the TV licence?
Well, no, I don't think we should be going down that route, Frank, but there's no doubt about it that this announcement by the BBC is a terrible decision, and one that's really going to have a big impact on older people right across the UK. But here in Northern Ireland, this is potentially going to affect 75,000 pensioners, and, you know, this is going to have a major effect on many of the most vulnerable people in our society, many on low incomes, because the reality is, despite it being means-tested, we know that 4 out of 10 people who are in entitled to pension credit here don't actually receive it. So what's going to happen as a result of this is many people on no incomes will now be faced with an extra bill, and many people who are just above pension credit level will also face an extra bill as well. So it's a really poor decision by the BBC.
I have emphasised from the beginning of this programme, and I'll say it to you as well, Eddie, we're talking about the creme de la creme of broadcasting. We're talking about the Formula One of broadcasting. There's no doubt about it. The BBC is respected the world over. And for them to keep that standard as high as they have it at present, they do need money, and they need significant money. Where would you see the additional money coming from?
Well, that is true, Frank. I think, firstly, I think it's important to point out that this should never have been a decision for the BBC. This is welfare policy. This was a concession that was introduced by the UK government to support pensioners. And this decision should only be taken by a UK government. So for a start, the BBC shouldn't have been in this position. But the reality is they did agree to this 4 years ago. And I understand they were put in a difficult position, but they had 4 years to come up with an alternative plan to meet the hole that in their budget. So there was many other options the BBC could have looked at. There have been other solutions. There would have been better solutions to this. But I firmly believe that to target many of the most vulnerable people in our society and go after them for the money, it's the wrong decision by the BBC. And I think it sends a very negative message to older people as well. Beyond the money itself, I think this is, as a society, you know, we should be judged on how we are looking after many of the most vulnerable in our society. And I think this sends a message to many older people that their contribution over the years to society, these are people who have paid their TV licence all through their lifetime. And I think it sends a wider message that their contribution isn't valued. And I think that's a very serious thing.
Do you think very highly paid BBC presenters should be embarrassed this morning?
Well, I think that's what the ordinary person will look at. They look at the backdrop to this. They look at the coverage of many of the top presenters, how much they have paid. There's been stories about many of the senior people in the BBC receiving large wage increases. Now, I'm not saying that money makes up for the cost of this, but I think that is the backdrop that people will be looking at. And I think many older people who are on very low incomes will be looking at that and saying, why us? Why are we being targeted? Why, you know, are we the easy target again to make up some of this money? So I think it's a very negative step that the BBC have taken here. We have an ageing population. It's important that we do everything in our power to support older people in different ways. And I certainly, you know, I go across Northern Ireland on a weekly basis and speak to older people. I have held 3 events in the last number of months on the issues of loneliness and isolation. And I can tell you, Frank, that at every one of those events, the issue of the TV licence came up, and people spoke about how much they valued it, how much it meant to them, that it was the main form of company for them, and it kept them connected to the outside world. And this decision actually puts at risk some people retaining that. And at a time when we want to keep older people engaged with society, this is a very backward step.
It is a fine line, however, for running the BBC because, as I said at the beginning to you, it's the creme de la creme of broadcasting. Their standards are incredibly high. If, however, they haven't got the money, then they have to shed certain departments. Would it be an option for them just to trim nearly every department but keep everything that they have, but do it more like it's done in the private sector, where you have less staff, you have lower wages, and you have people who have to deal with maybe a dose of reality that the gravy train has reached the station?
Well, I think we have to bear in mind, we're talking about a lot of money, but the BBC is a massive organisation with a huge budget. And there are other ways that they, you know, that they outlined in their consultation document that they could have looked at. Things around pensions, things around other services that they provide. And I think there was alternatives to this. I think there of course there may have been difficult decisions to be taken, but ultimately the decision they have reached is to remove the concession from 4 million pensioners across the UK. 75,000 pensioners are waking up this morning across Northern Ireland who are now faced with this extra unwanted bill from next year on. And I think that impact cannot be underestimated. I know from speaking to older people that the value they place in some of these concessions, but just because many of them really do need it. And this will put extra stress on many people who are on the breadline, who are making choices about heating or eating. And now this is an additional worry and stress for those people. And that's why, really, I believe this is a terrible decision that should be looked at again.
Okay, Eddie, thank you very much for your time. Eddie Lynch is the Older People's Commissioner, speaking up for the elderly here with regards to this BBC decision to impose £156 cost on the over 75s who aren't availing of pension credit. Now, there'd be a considerable number of over 75s who can easily afford it, but we're not putting the spotlight on those people. We're talking about the individual pensioner who is lonely, who sees the television possibly as the only friend he or she has. And because they may have saved a few quid along the way, they're going to have to pay that £156. Is that reasonable from the BBC at the end of the day to take someone like that the whole way to court? And if you follow it through, they could end up in jail. And all they're asking for is a friend in their home to keep them company, a friend that hasn't cost them anything since they were 75, that is now going to cost them £156. Your opinions, 0289 033 105.